This episode of Stars and Characters is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Audible.com offers over 100 Star Wars audio titles, including the National Public Radio dramatization of The Empire Strikes Back, the full cast performance extending the original story of The Empire Strikes Back into a four-hour series. You can download this entire series for free or any one of the other 100,000-plus audiobook titles Audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
All right, well, oh shit.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories. Histories. And details. You never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Cal Flannel Shirt Syndrome.
Flannel shirt.
Flannel.
Cal Flannel.
Flannel. Yeah.
Cal Flannel Syndrome.
Cal Flannel Syndrome.
Kal-El Fallon Syndrome.
Listen, this is.
Is that Brando?
I'm gonna do everything.
Yeah, Brando was our fourth panelist. We had Lou last episode. Now we have Brando here.
All right.
I'm gonna do you a favor. This is what everybody can call it. Cow fowl. It's this creature is sometimes known as cow fowl.
Today we're talking about cow fowl.
Cow fowl.
Okay. Cow fowl appears in episode 4, A New Hope.
Yes, she does.
She? Wow. My first surprise of the night.
Cow fowl, like J-Lo.
Well, my name is, remember what this is, cow fowl.
Cow fowl.
Cow fowl.
Mm-hmm. Chris fowl.
My name is, which Matt, I might be saying this wrong for you. Camilla Chris.
Camilla?
Camilla.
Camilla and the chickens?
I know what I mean.
From the Muppets?
Yes.
No, you're not nowhere near wrong. I'm not sure what you thought you were.
All right. That's a bird, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. She's a chicken. She's Gonzo's
girlfriend.
Chicken girlfriend.
That's weird.
These are all bird names.
Okay.
All right. This one's kind of lame. Yeah. I apologize. Tonight I'm joined by Mother Goose Matt.
That's terrible.
He's still laughing. Yep. Part-time finding some kind of M birds in movies and TV and cartoons.
Yeah.
To my right.
How about Hawkman, Matt?
Ah.
That's better than mine.
Surprising.
To my right, Diablo Dave.
What's that?
Anyone know what Diablo?
No.
It's the Raven in Sleeping Beauty.
Wow, that's a good one.
Good, nice.
That one's pretty impressive.
I go from Diablo to Tweety Tim.
That's my favorite.
That was good. Tweety Tim.
Tweety Tim.
I thought of Timmy Ted.
Yes.
Tell us about Kal-El Fallon Syndrome, guys.
Cal-Fal. Cal Flannel Syndrome was a bird.
Burr. Oh, fuck. I should get that song. Damn it. I thought of it.
I'm not even going to tell you. It's K-A. Forget it. This is a huge yellow bird. Okay?
Like, follow that bird?
Yeah, picture big bird. Like, la, la, la. Picture big bird.
Dude, that was good.
Big bird, but pissed off or determined.
Yeah. Both.
Very determined.
Well, if you look at it, we'll put the drawings up on the Facebook page, but it's basically an ostrich.
Yeah.
Like, it looks very much like an ostrich. Or for you.
Huh. That's odd. Good. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't! Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird.
I used to think the Ramones did a horrible version of that song, and then I realized it was just a horrible song.
Yeah. Oh, the breakdown part's awesome. The whole reason to listen to song is for the breakdown.
Well, I don't think I've ever gotten that far.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
There it is.
Oh my God, Peter, are you all right?
If you look at the drawings, it's basically an ostrich. And for you video game people, if like you remember Joust.
And the eggs, yes.
Yeah, like you had to fly on the ostrich and you get the egg. And it was like, they kind of looked like them. I mean, she kind of looks like them. This is a female character. The species name is the Quorsav. And she was a trader. She would fly in her ship, which was called the Shelltooth, that she had to
have. Oh, it's of an eggshell.
Good. Look, you get all excited. She had to have this made custom for her, so the corridors on the ship were big enough to fit her. So
that's pretty funny.
This is a custom made ship. She was 3.5 meters tall.
Was it called the Chubby Gundark?
Yes. Oh. I did the math. She was about 11 and a half feet tall.
It's a huge bitch.
The big bitch.
That's a big callback. Very nice. And you do see her in the movie, like Chris said.
I want to know how long, Dave.
All right. Well, Matt's going to be very interested in this.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Because if you don't know the scene, she walks across the alleyway in Mos Eisley right after Luke has sold his land speeder. It was after the Han Solo meeting, and he's got to sell his land speeder to get some of the credits to pay Han. And they're walking down the alley, and you see a set of knock-kneed legs pass in front of the frame of the camera. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know how long the time is, Matt?
Yeah, hit me.
Because Matt is very, very proud of the fact that
that's a huge bitch.
Matt is very proud of the fact that Wilroy Hood holds the all-time record, unless you're counting like people that never actually appeared in the movie, right? Like Tim's girlfriend, what's her name
again? No answer to that question.
Bonabrimu.
Wilroy Hood holds the all-time record of 1.7 seconds, right, Matt?
Which is,
I guess so. I don't even remember. I guess that's it.
I think it's 1.7. Okay. So I timed it many, many, many times.
Why? Just to try to...
Yeah, I wanted to get this as accurate. This is the most time I've ever spent timing it, because I had to get this right for Matt, because at one point I did time it and it was under that. But I timed it, I'm going to say at least 10 times. And right, the most common number that I came up with was 1.9.
Okay. Oh. Whew, I didn't breathe that whole time you were saying that, by the way.
So she appears on screen for 1.9 seconds. Are you happy, Matt?
Yes. I'm relieved.
I'm glad.
Now, I'm looking at the picture here. When you're looking at it, and again, I haven't gone back to watch this, but does it look actually like legs walking?
Yes. It's definitely stepping across.
Yeah. Yeah, you can clearly see the right one go past the left one. I remember this scene.
Yep. And you're right at like knee height, because there is definitely like a knobby knee that passes right in front of the camera. It didn't have a name until like this customizable card game, which happens a lot with some of these characters. And then it even got more of a name. And there isn't really all that much of a backstory, but this West End Games, this role-playing game, had something to do with this too. The race, like I said, is called a Quorsav, and they're described as yellow feathered birds with squeaky voices, which is more like Big Bird.
Yeah.
That's a huge bitch.
Just gonna play it over and over again.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I thought you were gonna do Sesame Street names. I really thought that's what you're gonna do. They had bird characteristics in general, and they would even ruffle their feathers, like, oh, if they got God upset. Like, this is they could actually speak basic.
Do they sit on any eggs?
Yes.
Oh.
Really?
They lay eggs that take a year to hatch.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
And they are susceptible to diseases, and because of this, they distrust all other races, so they really kind of get like bird flu.
I was just going to ask, what diseases? Bird flu?
Yeah.
I saw Bert once told me, and I believe it's true. He said the world's full of different birds with different points of view.
There you go, Carol.
I was going to say Carol Spinney.
They were not.
God rest his soul, even though he hasn't died yet.
I was like, wait a minute.
They were not nesting birds. They would perch, and they would snore, these birds.
Like Big Bird. Oh, you fucker.
Would snore.
I'm getting up a snore, Big Bird snores something.
Did they have invisible hairy elephant friends, too?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, they would like to, and they could defend themselves by, they had big long legs, and they would kick and peck. They would kick.
I was just thinking that. Because I'm 11 feet tall.
And kick and peck and kick. So that's basically what these Korsavs would do. Now, the rest of the story for Cowfowl is everything that was happening that you didn't see. Okay? And this kind of reminds me of Back to the Future 2. You know how, like, when Marty McFly is running around in 1950, Back to the Future 2's Marty McFly is running around.
Is that cow fast sleeping?
Is that Big Bird?
Tweak a nipple.
It's a dog.
That dog sounds like Big Bird.
Is this from the Christmas episode?
I thought that was...
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Kind of reminds me of Back to the Future 2. All right, Chris, are you up with this?
I it's not my favorite one, but yes.
But while things were going on, there was, like, you know, the second movie was happening. So right. There's all kinds of things that were setting a chain of events into play. Okay? So when you see her walking across the shot, she is coming from just having laid an egg.
Oh,
where's this fucking egg?
That's why she's walking funny.
She laid it in the alley behind Chalmers Cantina.
Dave, let me see these notes.
So these eggs were known as prized delicacies all over the galaxy. The Hutts paid top dollar for.
Wait,
is this like the hottest day in New York where they fry an egg on the sidewalk? Is that what she's doing?
Yeah.
Is she like leaving a dumpster baby?
Ah. Well, the Hutts paid top dollars for these, and they were like 500 credits an egg. So, who should find this egg while taking out the trash? But Worf.
Take out the papers and trash!
Yuck-a-yuck, don't talk back.
So, Worf finds this in the back alley, and actually it says in here the trash that he was taking out was Walrus Man's arm.
That's the best part of the story yet.
That is awesome.
That is cool.
So he's taking it out. Wurr finds it. Now, do you guys remember from Wurr's backstory what he was trying to do? What was his goal in life?
Wasn't he making
to make, like the best drink in the universe or something?
All the shit in the accident going together?
Yes. And do you remember who he was drinking it for?
Jabba.
Yeah, he was trying to make it.
Oh, I forgot that.
Jabba. So he knows, Wurr's not stupid, and he knows that it was an egg of the Korsav because it was known for these tiny little yellow flecks that were all over the shell. So he's got it in his mind that he's going to make this drink for Jabba.
Thank you. That means on the rocks.
Okay. Now, on the way back into the entrance... of the back entrance of the cantina.
Did he carry this egg back?
Yeah, it's big. It's big, as big as like several basketballs. This thing is huge.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he's carrying it with two hands. He's cut off at the entrance by Greedo, who is going in to cut off Han. Greedo bumps into Wurr.
So this all happened during New Hope?
Yes. Okay. All after she laid the egg.
Okay.
Bumps into Wurr and knocks the egg out of his hand. He drops it and it spews embryo
over
the alley and a dead baby cowfowl. I don't know.
Gross.
All over the alley. So Wurr's pissed and disappointed. He goes back inside. Now the alley is a mess. Garindan, who you see right after that, is starting to track Luke and goes, down the alley. They're going on the way to what you call Docking Bay 94. He gets to the alley on his way to contact this platoon of stormtroopers, including Davin Felth. We talked about that. Davin Felth is one of the ones there, and slips and falls.
Whoa!
Knocking himself out for a few minutes. Okay? On the filth.
This thing is like they filmed Three's Company out in the alley. They're in A New Hope or something.
Now, when he comes to, he goes about his business, which you see in the movie. But at that point, he's several minutes behind where he would have been had he not fallen. So the delay that caused by the fall from the egg, you know, gave our heroes a few minutes to get ahead of him. So had he not been knocked out, the stormtroopers would have been there a few minutes earlier waiting for them to arrive and ambush them for a better attack. So what I'm trying to say is...
Common.
Without Cal Fowl, there's no Star Wars.
Yep.
Dave.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
This doesn't happen.
What do you mean this doesn't happen? It's right here.
Okay. It happened.
It's from... He wrote it down.
Are you doubting me?
It's a stupid story. Who wrote this story?
I did.
Right now.
Yeah, I made all that up.
Really?
Yeah, this is my
April. That's awesome.
I'm April Fool's and you and Matt and Tim and the listeners. I made all that shit up.
that's good because
I was looking at the Wikipedia page. I'm like, where is he getting this shit?
None of that stuff happened.
That was good, Dave.
I felt bad that we didn't do an on the air.
So I just that was great. So you got all us. That's awesome.
I got everybody at once.
Well done.
You're a real son of a bitch, Dave.
Well done.
And I was listening, like, okay, this guy found it. All right, there's a trash in the arm. Okay, it makes sense.
I made all that stuff up.
Well, I was like, wow, the timeline, like, the arm got cut off and all that stuff, and they sold the boot or the thing, and what the heck is going on? And I was like, I was trying to put it all together time wise, like, this doesn't add up.
It probably doesn't.
Does this guy have any?
No, there's no backstory at all.
Should I keep posting in the comments that I can't find any information on this over and over again?
Yeah, I think you should. No, there's no real backstory at all, but I think this character is interesting because all you see is the knees. And everything I said about the race, about the yellow feathers and the snoring and the eggs taking a year to hatch and the bird flu, all that stuff's true. Yeah. The lie started at...
Liar!
When it started Back to the Future 2. So I just felt bad that we... On the air, April Fool's joke. Good. So I decided I was going to get everybody at once.
Kind of on this ridiculous, probably the most ridiculous character ever.
Oh yeah, definitely.
My God,
this is the worst character ever.
I'm kind of upset that I fell for that.
You did.
Now before we started recording, I had mentioned that there was a scene that was cut out of Star Wars that Matt reminded me that it was in the holiday special. There's the little guy Riker Rijard who is running down an alleyway, and then he sees two wobbly legs in front of him, turns around and runs back. Is that, do you think that's supposed to be Cal Fowl?
Now, well, that was in the information, that deleted scene. It was new. It was footage cut from A New Hope, and they were stilt legs, but they looked a lot different.
Yeah, I think they're like actually clothed legs, if I remember right.
They were fuzzy. They were
okay, there you go.
They were kind of like hairy, and the feet had like they weren't like bird feet. They were almost like just like little peg feet. And that guy, that Rijard, like Tim said, it was a little person. The actor's name was Marcus Powell. And they did use that footage in the Star Wars Holiday Special for that segment that they called Life on Tatooine.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah,
when they had to go.
It's been a while since I had
that. Yeah. So, and in the research that I did for this Riker Rijard, they actually give a name to the person that played the stilt-legged person. His name was Peter Barber or something like that. Do you guys ever see either of these guys?
Never heard of that name at all.
What about this Marcus Powell guy?
Yeah. It says on his page that he's dead. He died like 15 years ago.
Okay. So he wasn't.
But this Peter Barber, no, I would love to meet Peter Barber.
Now, if you were to see this guy, would you get him on your Star
Absolutely.
Wars? Absolutely. Even though
I would get him on the trilogy poster. Yeah, definitely.
Because it was filmed for A New Hope.
Yeah.
I would have him sign his name and draw an egg.
Plop.
I felt Riker, always known on set as the Flash Gordon midget.
I fell for that shit too. I'm thinking it back now, thinking, damn that. I was going, okay, I can see this.
No, I would like to go on record and say.
Did you have more after that, or you just gave up? You were like,
no, that's all I came on. Okay. I would go on record and say that I have never done that before. I don't want anybody to think that I've been making
every stuff. Episode's fake.
The only time that's been done is when we all kind of combined with the Mav Krim April Fool's joke. But I don't want people to think I've been making stuff up all along when I'm going. This is the first time I've done that, and I only did it just because I wanted to do this character, and there's nothing.
Chewbacca's not Han's co-pilot, huh?
No.
I knew it.
I mean, there's some things here. There's some trade that went down with the thing. It's like so unimportant. It's not even worth mentioning. But I think it's funny that there's a character that you only see for 1.9 seconds, and it's a big, tall ostrich, and all you see is the friggin' knees.
Makes you wonder how it looks like in person. Like if you're like a human being there looking up at this fucking bird,
and it speaks, and it ruffles.
It's like, hey, that's a tiny person.
And I'm wondering where the full scale drawing with him in the head and the body is from. Is that from a comic or?
Yeah, I saw that too.
I think that's some artist representation of stuff that was based on from this customizable card game and this West End Games role.
I was just going to say, now that you reminded me of the game thing, it does look like something out of the role playing games because those are usually black and white drawings like this. Okay, that makes sense.
This is so ridiculous, this whole thing. So I had to treat it with the ridiculousness that it deserved.
Yeah. It's such a weird little tidbit or detail to stick into the film. Like, was it George's idea? Hey, well, let's put two like stilted legs walking in front of the camera to pretend there's a gigantic bird walking by. It just seems so strange that they would do that.
Yeah, there's no
Someone thought to do that.
And not once, but twice, because then they do it again with the scene they cut out and used in the holiday special, but a different set of legs, but the same idea.
Right.
Maybe it felt like it was supposed to be a very busy spaceport. So by doing that, it gave depth to the amount of creatures that were walking around. That there's so many, they're almost bumping into the camera that isn't really there.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was his original idea, because then he goes and does it a third time, in a sense, in the special edition by having the Ronto go by. Same type of view of shot.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, with the Ronto's ass.
Yeah,
right in your face.
Right.
As far as Cal Fowl goes, that's all I got, and I never really had anything to begin with.
Does it say where the name came from or nothing? No.
Nope.
Wow.
It's a shit character, man.
I'm afraid to ask Matt's website. That's real.
No, it is real, but it's like it's no less. I'm going to say no more interesting than his backstory, because I couldn't find, once again, this is the farther we get in episodes, the harder it is to find anything to do with these characters. So what I found was on Den of Geek was, it's an article called "The 10 Star Wars Characters with More History Than You'd Think," and he's one of them. I think he's actually number 10. I'm sorry, she. Is that, wait, is that true or is that made up, Dave?
It is she, yes.
Is she, okay. She's actually like number 5. But what I found was more interesting, out of this list of 10, how many of these characters do you think we've done episodes on so far?
7.
I'll go with 5. Okay.
I'll split the difference, 6.
Yep, well then Tim's got it. With this addition of this character now, it's now 6.
So, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that website, and we agree that these are some ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who else is on the list that we've done?
Let me start at the top here. Lobot. This Kinis Phallos, whatever, I forget already what his name is, the ostrich thing. The Tonica sisters, IG-88, Palo Scrambus, so just 2 episodes ago, this would have been a shorter list. Momo Nadon and Goal, another recent episode. And that's it. That's the ones we've done.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Who have we missed?
The unidentified Weequay thrown out of the sail barge.
Pops out the window and he throws.
Yep. That one.
Might as well be Sammy Davis Jr. in Batman.
Arvel Krydnid, which is an A-wing. The A-wing pilot that's screams and I think gets crashed into the Death Star. The Star Destroyer.
It takes down the
Star
Executor.
And Max Rebo.
Oh, we haven't done him. That's right.
Definitely. That's a good list. Very cool.
Very cool, Dave. thank you.
Yeah, good job. That was fun.
Taking me.
I just was bored and I wanted to do
bored with life.
Wanted to do something a little different. But...
Well,
yeah,
kids.
The time then.
It is time for our trivia segment, which is called Who Said That?
Yes.
And the scores go like this. Tim is in the lead with 24.
24.
Whoa, yeah.
Chris is in second with 23.
Whoa, yeah.
Matt is in third with 22.
Whoa, yeah. I was trying to do a little ELS because I had less points.
And I have
let's hear Dave's.
Yeah.
There's no whoa.
No, I got 17. I'm out of this.
And a woo.
So because, oh, maybe I should go first, Chris. What do you think of that?
Whatever you want to do.
Let's get, Lou on the phone?
Yeah, really. Let's get me out of the way. Here, take care of me, Chris. In more ways.
I always do. All right.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
Because it's really coming down to you three guys. Unless I get the bonus points.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the bonus points, put you right back up.
Don't, I just stopped right here.
We are also getting 5 bonus points, which Chris has already received for getting a quote from each of the 6 films. So the rest of us, only have 1 more to go.
I am smarter than all of you combined.
Yeah, right.
Dave, here is your quote.
Yeah. Oh, that might be true, though.
Luke... Where's Leia?
Luke, where's Leia?
Luke, where's Leia?
Luke, where's Leia is what?
Okay, I know what that is. That's from Return of the Jedi. After they've been separated in Endor, Luke and Leia go off on their thing with the biker scouts. They kind of reunite, and Han sees Luke, and he's like, Luke, where's Leia? And she's off with Wicket. So that's Han reacting to only Luke coming back in Return of the Jedi.
Just for poops and giggles.
Yeah.
What's Luke's line after that? Because you're totally right. Everything you said is correct.
He says something like, I don't know, she didn't come back or something like that.
Ooh, she said,
she's not with you?
He said,
I'm
what?
Fine, thanks, asshole.
He said, what? She didn't come back. And then Han said, I thought she was with you. You got everything correct.
Really?
Yes.
Well, guess what?
Do you have all 5?
I needed that movie.
Do you have all 5? Oh,
so you got 7 points right there.
I got 7 points
oh
right there.
Oh, my God. What does that bring you up to? God.
That gives me 24.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
Why did you go first?
That's the most exciting thing that's going to happen all night.
That, Dave.
More exciting than cowfowl.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right.
Awesome.
I stand corrected.
All right, but this is still going to come down to whether Matt or Tim can get that last movie. That's going to be
that was awesome. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I got mine too soon.
That's going to be the thing. All right, so we'll go in the order we've been going in then, and that means it's Tim's turn.
That was awesome, Dave.
All right, Tim, are you ready?
Yep.
I have your film, and I'm scrolling for your quote.
Scrolling.
Here it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ouch!
That's not it.
Ah.
The quote is this. Anakin, drop.
Qui-Gon.
I know this one.
Yelling at Anakin right before he gets run over by Darth Maul.
That's funny. Run over.
I like that.
Yeah, that's quite. Yeah, Qui-Gon just about. Anakin's about to get run over. And in the movie, that kid is such a bad actor. He can't even act falling down. It's such a little I don't want to get hurt in the sand as he gingerly just drops to the ground. It's so. And they had to speed it up.
He lays down like an old man drifting into a warm bath.
Everything you said is right, Tim. You get 2 points, which puts you back in the lead with 26, and you did not need that movie. You need Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Unlikely.
So, that means it's Matt's turn.
All right. Roll the one. Roll the one.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Have you done as I ask?
Yes, I have.
I don't think he said, are you Dario as dumb as my ass?
Yes, I am.
Derek, are you ready?
You're dumb as I ask.
That's funny.
You hear that? Don't touch anything.
I love his quotes.
He's are you breeding this?
Trying to save this plane.
Trying to save it.
Good morning.
Are you done?
Not likely.
You hear that?
Thanks, my young friend.
I'm just waiting for you.
Keep your concentration here and now where it belongs.
Not later and down the road.
Later and down the road.
All right.
What do you say when you wake up in the morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Matt, here's your quote.
Okay.
Don't let your personal feelings get in the way. We've got a job to do.
Everyone's getting some good quotes, man.
Oh, okay. I think it's episode 2, I think. And I think it's Obi-Wan to Anakin in Padme's apartment while they're supposed to be protecting her. That's my final answer.
That's possible.
You're so close.
Oh.
Getting 2 points. You did get one.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. It's
definitely, you said so many things that were right, but your scene is wrong. Okay.
All right. That's fine.
It's Obi-Wan to Anakin at the very end of the movie after she falls out of the ship.
Okay.
He wants to land the ship, and he's saying we have to put the ship down, and he's telling him, you know, we've got a job to do, and his next line is, I don't care. Go back.
I don't mind having the information recorded that I don't know episode 2 very well at all.
All right, Chris.
This is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Are you ready?
Take a deep breath.
Are you taking a deep breath?
Oh. Yes.
No!
Relax.
Do you have that one?
Yeah. Wait, here.
No!
It's great hearing you sing that. Just Adam, just the dialogue's great. Wait, stop tickling me. Tim left. It sounded just like it. I'm ready. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, here's your quote.
Please give me something easy. You're all giving me some good ones.
General Grievous will run and hide as he always does. He is a coward.
I'd say it's probably from episode 2. Take out the fucking whores.
The whores. That's the movie I want to see.
Say it again, Dave.
General Grievous will run and hide as he always does. He is a coward.
It sounds like... Wait. Ouch. Wait. It sounds like this guy.
This is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi in Attack of the Clones talking to someone next to him.
Speaking to another person.
Yeah, I really... That's what I'm saying.
Final answer?
He doesn't say yes, but yes.
Okay. Everything you said...
Wrong.
Was wrong.
Oh. I suck.
That was Mace Windu.
Ugh.
Speaking near the beginning of episode 3 to Bail Organa, wow. Anakin, and Palpatine.
I'm getting some pretty shitty prequel ones, man.
But General Grievous wasn't in... he wasn't in episode 2.
There you go, Chris.
He wasn't?
Tim,
no.
Tim just... Made you look like a fool.
Yeah, the movie suck anyway. This whole podcast sucks.
Some people would agree with you.
That's what I've read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bunch of schoolgirls on this fucking episode.
Here you go. The scores are like this. Tim is in first with 26.
Good job.
Yay. Somehow at the end, I'm going to screw this up and someone else is going to win.
I'm counting on it.
I am second with 24.
Damn, that's awesome.
And Matt and Chris are tied for third with 23.
That's good news.
But for Chris and my like on the bad side for us, they still need one more movie to get those 5 points. And if they do, we're both done.
Yeah.
We have to hope they never get that
movie. I think I start getting some twos here and there, man. All right, well, oh shit.
What was that?
Whoop.
I dropped my phone.
Oh.
That's what I did. Now I'm trying to see who's next.
You remember? Tim will tell you.
I'm actually trying to find his site now.
Which one? Yeah, you could. Oh, no, wait. That's you. Is that you? Oh, no, I know what it is. Here it is. Hey, hello. Hi. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this episode featuring Jimmy Fallon's flannel shirt syndrome.
When I was trying to find a site for this character, it kept correcting that name to syndrome. It would not let me. And there's apparently a pretty nasty syndrome that sounds like this character's name. Oh. That was not my site.
That's good.
Join us next time. We discuss Ellis Hellrot.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.